When you applied to Puget Sound for transfer student admission, you were asked to send transcripts for all your college credits at the same time. What does Puget Sound do with those transcripts? Your transcripts are reviewed by an evaluator in the office of the registrar, and he has to make several judgments that will affect how much academic credit you receive and how it is applied. First, is the coursework you have taken before arrival similar in kind to the courses Puget Sound offers? There are limits on the acceptability of coursework that is technical or professional in nature, like auto mechanics, for example, or coursework that has been taken online. Courses of these types may not be accepted. Second, when did you take the courses you hope to transfer? If they were taken from a community college when you were still enrolled in high school, there may be limitations as to which courses Puget Sound will accept. Third, assuming a course is transferable, how much credit can be awarded for it? Puget Sound awards one unit for every full academic course it offers and requires 32 units for a degree. Because quarter-hour institutions like Washington and Oregon Community Colleges and their public four-year institutional partners require roughly 180 credits for a four-year degree, Puget Sound applies a 6-to-1 credit conversion. Because semester-hour institutions typically require roughly 120 credits for a four-year degree, Puget Sound applies a 4-to-1 credit conversion. Fourth, assuming a course is accepted for transfer by Puget Sound, how is it determined whether the course will meet core, major, or graduation requirements? Credit evaluators look primarily for two things. One is whether a transfer course includes material that is substantially similar to the material in a Puget Sound course. If it does, it is usually determined to be equivalent, and it can typically plug into the core or major as the Puget Sound course does. The other thing evaluators look for is whether the course meets the criteria our faculty have set to fulfill core and graduation requirements. If it does, the course may plug into your core and general degree requirements. Elective credit is often granted for transferable courses that don't apply directly to the major or the core. When will you learn how your transfer credit will be handled? Evaluators work steadily at reviewing transfer credit throughout the admission season, and you will receive a mailing with a credit transfer statement when admission and academic advising provide your advising and registration packet. The information will certainly arrive before classes begin in your first term of entry. Do take note that if you were enrolled in classes when you applied for admission, final transcripts from that term's work must be sent when the work is complete, and sometimes some of your college work won't be evaluated before you register for Puget Sound classes. You should be sure to talk with your academic advisor about any college work you have completed that doesn't show up on your evaluation. Finally, you may wonder if the decisions of Puget Sound's evaluators may be appealed. Yes, they may. On occasion, particularly when a student brings a syllabus that offers more detail about the contents of a course, the evaluator may change the decision about either its transferability or its application to core or major requirements. So you should be sure to bring syllabi from previous college work when you come to campus, especially if the evaluator has requested a copy directly.